And while you might have never been on a skin-improving diet, they certainly do exist. For people who have an acne problem, people might give you the oh-so-helpful advice to eat more greens and stay away from oily food, but does that actually help? To explore what food can do to your skin and to your body, we are joined by Professor Claire Collins, a professor in nutrition and dietetics at the University of Newcastle. Thank you for joining us, Claire.
Yes, good to talk to you.
Absolutely. So how does a healthy diet affect your skin condition?
Well, you'd think there would have been more research for acne, given that, you know, up to about 30% of adults still get acne. But there's been very few studies. But probably the best one looked at the glycemic index of foods. And the glycemic index is how quickly does your blood sugar go up and how does your body's insulin react. So blood sugar is the equivalent of petrol for a car.
Mm-hmm.
And if your blood sugar's too high, then that provides an opportunity for bacteria, particularly the ones that live in acne cells, to jump in and proliferate. Whereas insulin, it's like the fuel tanker that gathers up the glucose and takes it out of harm's way.
Right. So with that in mind, what's the sort of best, you know, sort of diet to help improve people's skin condition as far as acne goes?
Yeah. So as far as acne goes, having what's called a low glycemic index food.
Mm-hmm.
So high glycemic index, you know, that's everything that has highly processed. So donuts, sweet breakfast cereals, whereas the lower glycemic index foods are things like apples, bananas, carrots, muesli, the mixed grain breads, porridge, and sweet potato. And interestingly, those foods are also jam-packed with some of the nutrients that your body needs to manufacture skin.
Right. So you mentioned that there hasn't been much study done on this. What studies have been conducted into acne and food?
Yeah, well, some of them really old. Like, it's a bit embarrassing, really. They go right back to 1965, the very first study was done. And, you know, what we know about conducting research today, that one would not even have gotten published. So I think some of the more recent evidence suggests that, you know, that we should look more closely at milk protein. So within milk, there's a couple of types of protein, but the whey protein that's in dairy products has been shown to cause a boost in insulin that's not really related so much to the carbohydrate that's in there. And you get a boost in a thing called insulin-like growth factor, and that factor is related to acne. So there's some evidence to suggest that dropping your whey protein
mm-hmm.
may assist with acne. Now, interestingly, cheese does not cause this effect. And because young people are building their body calcium stores and building strong bones, I think there's enough evidence to suggest that you want to replace your milk with eating cheese. And if
right.
for some reason you can't eat cheese then and you have bad acne, then you would need to be taking a calcium supplement or have a non-dairy drink, so like soy milk or one of the nut milks that are out there. I think try it for about 6 weeks. Skin cells last for around a month. And if you don't see any improvement by trying to manipulate your milk intake, then just go back to drinking milk.
Okay. And Claire, I suppose, what are the other factors that kind of affect, you
yeah,
know,
this is really
acne?
Important. This is really important because having a healthy body weight and being physically active will also help manage your insulin and glucose levels. So they're really, really important. Even dropping a couple of kilograms can actually help improve your insulin and glucose sensitivity. Now, the other factors that affect skin, and we've done an experiment on this here at the university, is that your skin gets a better glow or a healthier glow when you eat vegetables that also have bright colors.
Oh.
Yeah, so the bright colors come from things called carotenoids.
Mm-hmm.
And those carotenoids actually appear in all layers of the skin. So things like, you know, red capsicum, tomatoes, pumpkin, carrots, sweet potatoes. And the other interesting thing about those vegetables and fruits is that they're also higher in vitamin C, and you need vitamin C for the collagen part of your skin.
Mm-hmm.
It actually holds it together. It's kind of like paper clips
yeah.
holding the strains of protein together in the collagen.
Okay.
And, yeah, and then your B vitamins, they're in things like lean meats, eggs, whole grain breads, the green leafy vegetables again.
Yeah, right. So lots of vegetables, lots of color, lots of glow.
Yeah, and they're needed for energy release, so they, uh-huh. they work as well. And then the other nutrients that are needed for your immune system, because your skin is like a barrier and it's protecting you from anything that might invade you through your skin. So things like zinc and selenium. Mm-hmm. And zinc's found in lean meat, chicken, whole grain foods, legumes and nuts for vegetarians. And selenium, again, it's found in whole grains, nuts, and lean meats.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah. That's very helpful.
Yeah, yeah. So if people are interested and fascinated by nutrition and science, we've actually got a free course starting mm-hmm. on Wednesday. It's called The Science of Weight Loss, Dispelling Diet Myths.
Right.
We're going to address a whole bunch of other, you know, nutrition furphies. And you can enroll in that at edX online, or just look for The Science of Weight Loss, Dispelling Diet Myths, the University of Newcastle, and it'll take you to that link.
Okay, well, thank you so much, Claire, for joining us this morning.
That's okay. It's a pleasure.
Absolutely. And that was Professor Claire Collins from University of Newcastle. As mentioned there, you can find out more about this kind of thing with The Science of Weight Loss, Dispelling Diet Myths, starting this Wednesday, the 4th of September. You can go online to edX.org and find the course there.